I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is composer Don Freund. He's presenting a series of four audio and video talks and two concerts that focus on Book One of Johann Sebastian Bach's The Well-Tempered Clavier. It's titled Composition Lessons. Don, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Bach, a recent fancy of yours or something that's been with you for a little longer than that?
Something's been with me since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I guess. I began studying piano maybe 6 or 7 years old, and Bach was one of the first real challenges for me. Been with me ever since.
And you returned to it?
I never leave it, really. It's, every night when I want to have a little fun, I sit down at 1 o'clock in the morning and play Bach Preludes and Fugues. It's a constant source of revitalization and thought awakening for me, and also keeps your fingers limber. So it's great music.
Sounds like three good reasons.
Yeah.
Now, this is a set of talks about the works here. Are there specific focuses on different pieces, or is it just as you progress through and you happen to say, well, this is a particularly good example of this and that?
No, I'd go piece by piece through the entire set. There's 48 pieces, 24 preludes and fugues. Although I'm afraid maybe I won't get to cover everything. You get going with these things and it's hard to stop. But there's a wealth of music that's there. And my approach to it is just to take each piece one at a time and put the score up on the projector. And I have color-coded these scores so I can talk about all the things I love in these pieces and say, over in this red spot, Bach does this. And here's a little purple place where Bach does that. And I'll play a little bit of that passage and try to explain what makes the kind of thinking that the composer went through at that point in the piece so integral to the whole experience.
So you're working with an early composer, and at the same time you're a 21st century composer and one very, very conversant with the technology, and you're using some of the facilities of the Simon Building Sweeney Hall for this.
That's correct, yeah.
Now, as you progress through this, you've done the first talk already. We're talking during the week,
right.
The second, third, and fourth. So upcoming talks take place on Sundays on the 20th, the 27th, and October 4th in Sweeney Hall. Mm-hmm. And then you're, during the progress here, you're playing two concerts of the pieces on October 2nd and October 3rd, and you've picked a small hall for that.
Yes, I want to be clear about that. I'm playing the same thing twice. So if people want to come and hear the same thing twice, they're welcome to come on Friday and Saturday. But because Ford Hall is a small hall, I thought playing the entire thing twice would give people a chance to choose their time, and maybe the hall wouldn't be over full each time around.
As you approach it, as you'll be playing it on a Friday night and then on a Saturday night, what kind of differences do you think there might be?
There's always a lot of differences. You just feel the audience responding in a certain way. Every time I play through one, different thoughts come to me. So there's always a different kind of wrinkle, a different emphasis on a different kind of point. I like to change my articulation in Bach a lot. Articulation, I think, is the name of the game with keyboard playing. It's whether you play notes very smoothly together, legato, hold on one note until the next note, or maybe put a little space in between. And the amount of space you put in between the notes can make a very big difference between whether it sounds very staccato or sort of ta-ta-ta or sort of da-da-da. My big point about Bach, how good he is about finding the space in between the sounds, the silences and the thinning out of textures and the rests that he puts into music.
I've been talking with composer Don Freund about his series entitled Composition Lessons of Johann Sebastian Bach. Presentations are in Sweeney Hall on Sundays, September 20th, 27th, and October 4th. And then the concerts are in Ford Crawford Hall on Friday, October 2nd, and Saturday, October 3rd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.